This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. A large number of the people who seek care at the University of Virginia Medical Center live in poverty. A new partnership with the UVA Law School may help some of them with legal issues that help keep them there. Pediatrician Diane Pappas says at least one in two of the patients she sees in her clinic at UVA are there because they can't afford to go anywhere else.
Because the university is the final place. If you have no health insurance or if you have very little money, you go to the university. We're the safety net.
And to help widen that safety net, Pappas helped create the Child Health Advocacy Project. She describes how it works.
The Legal Aid Justice Center, the University of Virginia Department of Pediatrics, and the University of Virginia School of Law have all come together to provide legal resources to families when they come to access medical care. So we can actually sort out if they have a legal issue and then hook them up right away in the clinic setting.
That means that if a doctor notices a patient is struggling with a legal problem, someone can be assigned to help resolve the issue for the benefit of the child's health. Kimberly Emery is the Assistant Dean for Pro Bono and Public Interest at the University of Virginia School of Law.
If the family was living in substandard housing, the child was seen by Diane for asthma, having repeated attacks, it may be that the housing was substandard, had mold, something like that, then Christiane could take a look at that, try to negotiate with the landlord, move the family out to better housing.
Christiane is Christiane K. Royce, a newly hired staff attorney with the Legal Aid Justice Center. Her position has been paid for with a generous grant from the Jesse Ball DuPont Foundation, and she started work earlier this month.
Well, I expect a huge volume of family law issues, problems such as non-payment or late payment of alimony, child support. We have a huge demand of problems regarding denial of public benefits.
It doesn't hurt that K. Roy speaks Spanish, as an increasing number of people who use the service are immigrants up from Mexico. Emery says this arrangement is based on a program that began at the Boston Medical Center.
And it was really initiated by a pediatrician there named Barry Zuckerman, who kept seeing kids come in with repeated health issues that he figured out were linked to issues like lack of adequate nutrition, poor housing conditions, lack of access to public benefits. And then he realized that those are really legal issues, not medical issues, and saw the need to really hook up the two professions to influence the child health outcomes.
Emery says the idea of the program is to help break at least one link in the cycle of poverty.
Yes, I mean, poverty just generates families in crisis, and some families, you know, will have one crisis, and Christiane may solve the problem of housing, and they probably will come back and see Diane in clinic with a new problem, which will be they lost their public benefits because, you know, they failed to fill out paperwork or whatever happened, that they may not be getting food stamps, the children may not be eating. I mean, it can be a repetitive cycle of things.
In some cases, this partnership will help expand the number of treatment options available by helping patients navigate the labyrinth of regulations required to get public help. Pappas gives one example from her time working at a clinic in Orange County.
And a couple months ago, had a family, and it was a child in, you know, 8 or 9 year old with a viral illness. We were going to do a little bit of lab work, and when I said something about lab work, mom says, oh, that's going to cost money, and then told me what was going on, and mom had a full-time job, had gotten ill, went back to work. Now it's a part-time job. The children had Medicaid, but when she had a full-time job, they lost it. Now they have no insurance. Dad was paying some child support, but he's no longer in the picture and not paying child support, and she doesn't know how she's going to pay next month's rent or if I order lab tests, how she would be able to cover that. So all of that came out when I just made the accidental, if this doesn't get better, she's been sick a little while, we might have to do a little bit of blood work. So all of that came flooding out, and then legal aid hopefully can jump in and sort out the pieces and figure out what we can and can't help with.
Kimberly Emery says the program will also take some of the legal weight off of physicians who don't always know how to answer questions.
If a doctor sees a family like this and hears these kinds of things, such as Diane was just talking about, that, you know, dad is no longer paying child support, mom's lost her job, you know, the family doesn't have Medicaid or insurance, often they sort of don't want to hear it. They want to throw up their hands. They don't know what to do about it. They're doctors. They don't address these issues. And so the whole point here is that they can readily page Christiane and say, okay, this family, I hear these issues, not quite sure what to do about them. Can you talk to them? And it'll be an immediate matchup, which works very well with a busy physician's need to have immediate access to services.
The UVA Child Health Advocacy Program has been in place for 2 years and served 200 families last year. and served 200 families in 2006, mostly with the help of UVA law students and interns. But now with a full-time staff attorney, the program is expected to help out a lot more people. A similar partnership between the University of Richmond and the Medical College of Virginia is expected to begin in February. This is Charlottesville Public Media. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening.